I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, Calypso with something to say. But first, our GeoQuiz, which sent us looking for a fishing village in northern Haiti. The answer is a place called Labadie. That's L-A-B-A-D-I-E. Reporter Roxandra Guidi recently paid a visit.
Labadie is a lot like many small fishing villages in the Caribbean. When the sun comes up, the men go out to sea to catch fish. The women cook and watch the children. What makes Labadie a little different is that it has no beach of its own. That's because its shoreline belongs to the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Twice a week, an enormous cruise ship docks in Labadie Beach. Tourists are greeted by a sign that reads, "Welcome to the island of Hispaniola." They visit the beautiful Labadie beaches, but they rarely venture beyond to the nearby village. And tourists have very little idea what life is like here. Leonise Mirbel is a 65-year-old Labadie resident.
In Labadie, life depends on God's help and on your neighbors and friends, because without them, you can't survive here. I'm too old to get a job, and my kids haven't been lucky enough to get jobs at Royal Caribbean.
Even though some here work for Royal Caribbean, the village remains poor. But here's another way the village is a little different. People here got together to find outside funding to pay for the services they need, and they've been extremely successful. They got help to create an organization called Voix Haïti, or Voice of Haiti. Their first project? A composting public toilet that turns waste into fertilizer. Dr. Veniel is Voix Haïti's project coordinator. He lives here in Labadie.
People used to go up in the woods to pasture, so that was like a very important thing for them to have that toilet here.
And so what do you do when it's full? Where do you put it?
We have a composting thing. So we will take things that are inside and we will turn them like fertilizer. We have a compost over there. We've just begun there.
Veniel takes me across a soccer field and past the river to the first toilet they built a couple of years ago. It's a simple two-story room made of concrete with a door and a window. The waste is collected in large wooden bins. When they're full, people carry them to a composting unit in the back of the village. Kino is a 26-year-old volunteer who helped build the village's four public toilets. He says the public toilets and the other services YET's managed to provide have given people a new sense of dignity and independence. And that's made people like him want to stay in Labadie.
I don't want to leave Labadie for nowhere. Even we have a problem in town, nothing going to happen in Labadie.
Yeah. And not much does happen in Labadie, except a large cruise passes the village by twice every week. But the residents here have a plan to develop their village on their own. They've secured funding for a water treatment system, and they've been asked to help other villages build their own composting toilets. For The World, I'm Roxandra Guidi, Labadie, Haiti.